Jonathan Rand is the producer of this program, and he likes to sing.
Yeah.
It's time for Rand 2.
Acapella the news. Well, boys, obviously big win for Georgia last night. What was it, 41 years it's been? It's been a long time. So yeah. I was choosing between like all the Georgia songs. I could have gone Ray Charles, but instead I did something else. My own fiddling, by the way. Saban went down to Georgia. He was looking for a ring to steal. He was in a bind when he got behind, hoping Bryce could seal the deal. He looked across the field and saw their confidence starting to grow. Not believing his eyes, to his surprise, was a coach he used to know. I guess I must have missed it, but you're a head coach too? Well, if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you coach a pretty good team, boy, but give old Saban his due. I bet a trophy of gold against your soul, you know I'm better than you. The coach said, my name's Kirby, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, though you're the best that's ever been. Kirby, get old Stetson set and coach your defense hard, cause Bama's after Georgia and Saban's dealt his card. And if you win, you get the shiny trophy made of gold, but if you lose, Saban gets your soul. Kirby's soul is safe for now.
He's fine. Look, you win a championship at Georgia, your first one in 41 years. I think you're pretty good. And then now you just got to wait for Saban to retire. And who knows where Georgia can go after that, right?
I actually played a round of golf with the last Georgia quarterback to win the national championship, Buck Ballou. I'm fairly certain he hasn't bought a drink in Athens since 1980. I know Stetson Bennett is not going to have to buy one anytime soon either.
Never. Never again. Let's answer some Hey Joe questions. Joe cracked the door.
All right, kiddos. First up in Hey Joe from Ben on Twitter. Hey Joe, so why aren't the Hurricanes playing the Flyers tonight?
Man, that's a great question. So yesterday we get the announcement from the NHL. This is the release. National Hockey League announces today, due to COVID-related issues affecting the Philadelphia Flyers, tomorrow night's Carolina at Philadelphia game has been postponed. The new date for the game has yet to be determined. February is going to be insane in the NHL, and particularly for the Carolina Hurricanes, who keep having their schedule disrupted, not because of their own issues, but because of other teams' issues. A lot of it was related to Canada during the Christmas break. Now you got the Flyers, for some unknown reason, deciding, yeah, you know what, we can't play a hockey game. Here's where this doesn't make any sense. The Flyers had like 21 guys practice today. They had a morning skate today with 21 guys. Julio, when the Carolina Hurricanes were going through their COVID issues before the Christmas break, how many guys did they play with?
It was definitely less than the NHL minimum. Was it 16?
It was 16 with dudes that were called up from the AHL. They went out there and they played hockey.
Heck, they're plucking a goalie from Minnesota, from college right now.
Yes.
Because they're in dire straits. Canes.
LaFontaine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Canes are probably going, wait a minute. We've played with 16 dudes, not enough defensemen.
Played in one, and, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got 21 guys. You didn't add anybody new to your COVID list. You actually had a guy coming off your COVID list, and you can't play a hockey game. And then, making matters worse, they were in Philadelphia last night.
I was going to say, now, whose call is that? Because right now, I'm getting ACC, Florida State, Clemson vibes, rather than the NHL should be the one dictating who can play and who can't play. So I'm confused about the NHL's role in this.
I'm confused by the NHL's role in this as well, especially considering what the Carolina Hurricanes played hockey through. So the Canes were already there. Flights, hotels, meals. That's expensive, right?
They ended up practicing up there today too, didn't they?
Yeah, and then they're going to be, I think they're headed back to Raleigh right now if they're not already back from Philadelphia. So the whole thing's a mess. I haven't seen a good explanation as to what the heck the Philadelphia Flyers are doing, other than they didn't want to get their brains beat in by the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. I mean, at this point, just hand Rod Brind'Amour the Holiday Bowl trophy and call it a day.
Well, the Canes have played Montreal and Detroit, too, both severely shorthanded. So it's not like the Canes are the only ones playing shorthanded.
Of course.
So again, I'm curious as to how Philadelphia was able to maneuver this decision. But well, I'm sure it'll all come out in the wash. And like you said, February is going to be nuts because it was supposed to be a break for the Olympics. Obviously, that's not going to happen with NHL players. And now schedules need to be rearranged. And obviously, all that's going on in Canada as well. I think you just have to buckle up for the second half of the NHL season.
Next up.
Next up from Pac O Hurricanes. Hey, Joe, now that Georgia has won the college football playoff, the Braves have won the World Series. That's right, they did. And Georgia Tech has won the men's basketball ACC tournament. How will the universe punish the state of Georgia?
By being they still the have local, the Falcons. I mean,
the Falcons can still rip their hearts away, and you still have to claim Josh Pastner, guys.
Was this Georgia
win?
At
the end of the day, you still need to claim Josh Pastner.
Was this Georgia win and the Braves win? Was it like a trade for the 28-3 Falcons Super Bowl loss? Is that what this was?
Maybe.
That's a pretty good year for Georgia. So 21 was the year of Georgia. Because last night when Georgia won, oh yes, I almost sent you both a text and said, it's the year of the Bulldogs. I'm back on the Zags bandwagon.
Stop it.
Talk me back
Don't
in.
No, not gonna. Oh, no, we're not gonna let you have. No, we're not gonna let you have.
Do you still
it.
Have the
Absolutely
letter?
Not.
I still have the letter, but I'm not gonna open it until I pick the bracket. But yeah, I saw the dogs, and I'm like, it's a sign.
No,
don't do it. I'm gonna keep the brackets away from you.
Be strong.
And you know what, Rand? I want to commend you as a Braves fan for not every day on Twitter posting some ridiculous. Just a reminder that the Atlanta Braves are your World Series champions. Y'all, it's January 11th. I don't need the reminder. I'm good. Thank you.
I don't post it. I just like the posts.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know. Listen, there's still people talking about Jorge Soler's ball and that it hasn't hit the ground yet, which is true. It's still flying in orbit.
It's just funny. Like it's like I need the social media reminder. I'm like, okay, get it.
I was talking to my friends about that last week. I was like, I know it's my team, but I can't remember any other time when, like, Cardinals fans or anybody was just like, remember four months ago?
You know who else did this? Virginia basketball fans did this when there was no NCAA tournament. Well, I guess Virginia is still the champions.
Well,
you know, whatever, defending champs.
If Major League Baseball still locks out, then the Braves are the reigning World Series champions.
Forever. Forever and ever and ever. Next up.
Next up from the ghost of Raycom. Hey, Joe, is the media hyping up NC State as a potential top 10 team next year after what happened to UNC proof that we live in the Matrix?
I mean, it's proof that these two teams are not dissimilar the way that people want to make them out to be. I don't know. Maybe this is maybe me being here way too long, and Julia, you're in the same boat. We've seen North Carolina and NC State trade places in terms of which triangle school is going to get some offseason hype depending on a variety of reasons, right? Sometimes you've got the hotshot QB. Sometimes you got a veteran team like NC State does next year. And, I mean, we're not that far removed from Cole Kubelek from the SEC Network saying that NC State was a dark horse for the college football playoff. What was that, 2017, if I remember correctly? So this is just yet further examples where these two teams, they might tell you they're passing the other one. Nah, they're the same. They're the same image. They're Spider-Man pointing meme. That's what they are.
What's great is all the State fans just hating this. Mike, please
don't.
Did
we lose Julio?
He's still here.
No, I'm here. I agree with you in what you said. I'm also looking up the last time NC State was a preseason top 10, which I don't believe has ever happened. Now, that's the AP. This is merely just Mark Schlabaugh's opinion on ESPN, which probably is going to mirror what we see eventually from the preseason top 25. But, yeah, I mean, NC State's got, like, their whole team back. I mean,
They should be getting the attention.
Yeah,
of bringing everybody
just as Carolina
back
should have
team.
Gotten attention last year.
Yes,
but
yes.
Thank you.
I don't know. I don't want to. I got State fans on my timeline because I'm like, oh, the curse is broken? Question mark. Oh, you're jinxing us. I'm not the one who said it. Coach is the one who said it, not me.
No, no, it's your fault.
I did not claim there was a curse broken. Not me. Mm-mm.
Look, all I want to know is we have all the instances in which coaches at NC State have said that the stuff is over?
Yes. Yes. We have those cataloged.
We actually listened to them today, yeah. Actually.
We
reworked the opening to Pack Therapy, actually.
Because, I mean, that might come in handy next season. All right, next up.
It's broken. NC State fans, finally. Finally.
Should that be our... No, it's not going to be our next... Hey, Joe Sounder, next up.
You know what? Can I hear that one more time from Dave Dorn after they beat
Clemson? The curse is broken. NC State fans, finally. Finally.
I think that's like a nervous laughter. Like, wait a minute, I just said that out
wait,
loud.
Did I say it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Damn it. Because when Keith said he stuffed the stuff, they never won a basketball game after that. Oh, no.
Yeah. Right. Highest preseason ranking in the AP is 13 in 1975. So... They have a chance to be ranked in the preseason top 15 for only the second time in program history.
When Philip Rivers' senior season, they weren't ranked that high?
They were 16 in the preseason. Because remember, they had some losses on the defensive side of the ball.
That's true. That's
and they
true.
Were playing Ohio. I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but when you do preseason rankings, you look, does the team have the quarterback back? How many starters do they have back? And you look at their schedule. So in 03, there would have been some skepticism over their schedule because it did include that trip to Ohio State. But they were 16. NC State has never been ranked in the preseason under Dave Doran. And you also have to go back to... You have to go back to 73, the last time they actually started the year in the preseason and ended the year in the preseason. That's the one that... Excuse me, 74. They were preseason 18, postseason 11. 11's the highest ranking in school history. So they've never been a top 10 team. They've never finished in the top 10 in their school history. That's insane.
That's nuts to me. All right, next up.
Right now, we've been able to stuff the stuff.
Next
up.
No. Don't say those things out loud, guys.
So set them up.
Next
Joe.
Up from Crypto Griffey. Hey, Joe. How long, on that same wavelength, how long until State football is unranked next year after being given the preseason top 10 kiss of death? Don't say it.
I actually like that they open the season with ECU. If they open the season with a crappy 1AA team and got some false sense of security after winning by 50, I could see the loss in Greenville. But I like that they open in Greenville. I think their head will be on a swivel for that game. Now, I probably said the same thing about Carolina and Virginia Tech last year. But if you look at their schedule, it's going to come down to, I mean, stop me if you've ever heard this before. They have to play Clemson at Clemson, and then they're going to have to take care of Sam Hartman and Dave Clawson, which, yes, they've done that more times in Raleigh than in Winston-Salem, but one is greater than none. So there's your answer. They're going to have a two-game schedule next year.
Next up.
Next up from Bennett on Twitter. I don't think this is Stetson Bennett. I'm not sure if he was able to.
It might be the third.
Tweet. That's true. It might be the third. Hey, Joe, over under how many games into the football season before Dave Doran blames preseason rankings for his team's performance?
Lots of questions about the same topic today. Interesting. It's going to be a long offseason, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh. Mm. Huh. People are ready, I see. Okay. Got it. Is it football? Is it next football season yet? I'm looking forward.
No,
I'm already looking forward to the next football season.
To go.
Cannot wait.
We have 9 months to go, to be exact.
I'm excited. I'm excited. All right, next up.
Last up from Jeff on Twitter. Hey, Joe, why don't I see Wordle tweets? Are you worried it'll make you look dumb?
Why don't you see Wordle tweets on my timeline? I refuse to play Wordle because anytime I see some sort of internet sensation, I feel like it's just another way for people to collect my information.
Don't they already have that, Joe?
This is just another way for the Matrix to take my body and make it into a battery. I refuse.
I've started playing Wordle. I'm not very good at it. It's slightly infuriating. My wife is 1,000 times better at it than I am, so.
If you're unfamiliar with Wordle, it is a game. It's not an app. You actually have to go to the website.
Yep. It's like the old Jumble in the paper.
You have to
come up with the letters.
Yeah. You have six guesses to get, what is that, a five-letter word?
Five letters, yep.
five letters, six guesses for a five letter word. And, you know, kind of indicates, you know, do you have a right letter? Okay, cool. But is the letter in the right place? No. Okay. Well, and then you have to, yeah, it's kind of like jumble. Yeah. Every morning now, when I open up my Twitter app, I see my timeline filled up with the damn emoji graph of their wordles. So are you posting yours, Julio?
No.
Well, if I'm sorry. It's like the opposite of Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is to not talk about sure. Fight Club. No. The first rule of Wordle is to tweet your Wordle, man.
I want the day where I get it on the first try. That's the day right. I'm waiting for.
Fair enough.